Recorded Books presents Grave Suspicions by Alice James. Narrated by Amy Scanlon. Previously, the Lavington Windsor Mysteries. I am sure my life would be a lot longer if it contained fewer members of the undead community, but maybe, just maybe, it would also be less interesting. I mean, vampires and zombies tend to be great at ripping people apart and devouring them, which isn't exactly ideal, but they are rarely boring. Really, what's a girl meant to do? Since vampires came out of their coffins just a few short years ago, nothing in our world has been quite the same. Lavington Windsor is a Staffordshire estate agent by day, but at night, she raises the dead. She often finds herself called to the local morgue by her brother William, a police detective, so that she can interrogate recent murder victims about their deaths. She does the hard work and he takes the credit. Siblings. Seriously, who'd have one? In book one, Grave Secrets, she meets the charming vampire Oscar Guillaume, who hires her to find him a luxurious undead-friendly dwelling. The two fall in love and before long are making plans for happily ever after, even though their relationship is complicated because vampires have no interest in monogamy and Oscar already has a boyfriend. The adorable young Dr. Peter has followed him to England from their assemblage in Germany, but he is miserable and misses home. Much less agreeable is Oscar's boss, the local vampire leader, Benedict Akil, whom she finds both terrifying and intriguing. Oscar is pursuing a rogue vampire clan, the Gamberinis, who bring death and mayhem to the county, including killing Amelia Scott Martin, a gentle old lady who Tony helped to look after. In book two, Grave Danger, Tony discovers that rather than embodying love's young dream, Oscar is a psychopathic jerk who has a habit of accidentally killing his love interests by drinking too much of their blood. He nearly kills Tony, too, when she won't let him drink hers. She is only saved by Benedict, who, it turns out, is a powerful healer. Oscar is sent away indefinitely, leaving Tony alone to nurse her broken heart. She distracts herself by attempting to solve a local murder case. A girl from Tony's old school has been strangled in the dead of night. Was it the creepy janitor Mikey, or the enigmatic teenager Paul who hangs out at the school after hours? Just days later, Paul saves Tony's life when she is attacked by a member of a rival vampire assemblage. It turns out that his home life is awful, so in an impulsive moment, she offers him a place to stay. He also helps out a friend of hers, Mr. Suki, who runs an appliance store in Stafford. Mr. Suki is constantly trying to set Tony up with his son, the town's most eligible widower and handsome self-made millionaire, Jay Singh. Despite the eye candy, Tony knows deep in her heart that her true love is not scrumptious Jay, dirtbag Oscar, or even arrogant Benedict, but the sweet and kind Peter. She discovers that he is going back to Germany, and they meet to say goodbye. However, instead of shaking hands and promising to stay in touch, they spend a wild and passionate night together. He won't change his mind, though, and departs back to his home in Germany the next day, leaving Tony with yet another broken heart and a sense of déjà vu. Determined now to clear Paul's name, she lures the culprit, the janitor, Mikey Spector, into revealing himself. Mikey is then throttled by an undead nun when he attacks Tony, and she raises him from the dead to write a suicide note to fake his own death. Benedict walks in at this point and says she has more powers than she realizes. If she can make the dead speak and remember their past, she must also be a witch. And just when Tony thought her past couldn't hold any more secrets... Chapter 1. The buzzing of my phone disturbed me from my awkward sleepless rest. I scrabbled at it, taking the call before the sound of the ringtone could wake the man slumbering next to me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?